Should I talk more about the Eric Swalwell stuff? The fallout has been massive. For those who don't know, Eric Swalwell was a California gubernatorial candidate and a Democrat and a scumbag. A bunch of women came out with allegations against him, and he responded to it yesterday almost immediately by firing a cease and desist against the people like throwing those accusations. And also, he put out a video in which he both denies the allegations and apologizes to his wife.
A lot has been said about me today through anonymous allegations, and I thought it was important that you see and hear from me directly.
31K replies, Lamau. Yeah, 12K likes, 31K replies. That's crazy.
These allegations of sexual assault are flat false. They are absolutely false. They did not happen. They have never happened. And I will fight them with everything that I have. They also come on the eve of an election where I have been the frontrunner candidate for governor in California. I do not suggest to you in any way that I'm perfect or that I'm a saint. I have certainly made mistakes in judgment in my past, but those mistakes are between me and my wife. And to her, I apologize deeply for putting her in this position. I also apologize to you if in any way you have doubted your support for me. But I think you know who I am. For over 20 years, I have served the public.
He does look a little bit like Jack Reacher.
As a city councilman, as a member of Congress, and as a prosecutor who went to court on behalf of victims, particularly on behalf of sexual assault victims. That's who I am and have always been. This weekend, I'm going to spend time with my family and friends, and I appreciate those who have reached out to me to show support, and I look forward to updating you very soon.
Neat. Football, Chud? Yeah. Anyway, I am one of those sticklers for truth kind of guys. You know, I do think you should hear it out, but in this case, like, a lot of people have accused him, and it's been known for a long time that he's like this. It's just the first time that these accusations have been made super public, but like people have been privately talking about it for a long while. Not privately even. It's just like it's been discussed. It's the first time there's been like a massive, you know, blowback. So like a Weinstein or like an Epstein, right? Like the formal charges against Epstein came out way after people already knew that he was a predator. So yeah, no, the burden of evidence against him is pretty pretty significant. So who's the front runner now? My guy, Tom Steyer, I believe, right? Someone else ahead of him? He said, I commend the brave former staffer who came forward with her story about Eric Swalwell. Speaking out is never easy. Her account must be taken seriously. At a moment like this, we must make sure women are heard, just pursued. Misandrist, but you know, there you go. Another billionaire. I like Tom Steyer. I know he's real wealthy, you know. I understand, but I think he's the best of the available options. For him to Gavin Newsom, that's for sure.
MS Now has confirmed that a former staffer is accusing California gubernatorial candidate and Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell of sexual assault. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, the woman alleges Swalwell sexually assaulted her twice when she was too intoxicated to consent. The Chronicle corroborated those allegations by speaking to family and friends who say they heard about the alleged incidents contemporaneously. And separate reporting from CNN says three additional women allege sexual misconduct by the congressman, including Swalwell sending them unsolicited explicit messages or nude photos. MS Now has not independently confirmed those allegations. Congressman Swalwell has denied any wrongdoing. MS Now congressional reporter Michael Schnell joins us now with the latest. Michael, thank you for getting up this morning. I know
morning, guys.
You were on the phone talking to at least one of the accusers.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about where things stand at this point? What
so
you learned?
Before we start,
bro sent a weenie pic. Well, he did also allegedly rape someone. While she was blackout drunk. So that's probably not good.
Conversation, just to note, Emma, I did speak to one of the former staffers of Eric Swalwell who confirmed to me that she did make allegations to the San Francisco Chronicle and to CNN of two instances of sexual assault by the congressman. I want to note, MS Now has not independently confirmed those allegations. We have not corroborated those allegations. We're also not naming the name of the woman here at the center of the story, given that we don't name victims or alleged victims of sexual assault. It is worth noting as well that the San Francisco Chronicle and CNN did, as you mentioned, speak to family members, friends, acquaintances, look at these text messages and such. But the story here, as you mentioned, is, yes, spoke to her and she did confirm that she did make those allegations. And this, of course, comes as Eric Swalwell, is a longtime congressman up on Capitol Hill, is running in that key gubernatorial race in California right now. The fallout has been swift and has been damning for Eric Swalwell.
Yeah, it's been pretty bad. A ton of people have resigned from his gubernatorial campaign. He's been getting condemnations all over the place. As you can see in the title here, Pelosi is telling him to get out of the race, you know, like really just across the board, you know.
In the hours after these allegations first came out, he has lost a number of his key supporters and endorsements, members up on Capitol Hill, key folks in California, House Democratic leadership yesterday, Hakeem Jeffries, Catherine Clark, and Pete.
Oh, and as if it didn't need saying, Swalwell co-sponsored the Israel Anti-Boycott Act as a House member. A House bill designed to allow U.S. states to enact laws requiring contractors to sign pledges promising not to boycott any goods from Israel and Israel-occupied territories. Co-sponsored. So you probably could have guessed he was a rapist based on that alone. Literally, like, the Constitution shouldn't exist. You should not have the constitutional right to boycott a country. Yeah.
Are coming out and saying they believe that Eric Swalwell should drop out of the race and that there should be an investigation into these allegations. I will note, when I was speaking to the woman last night, I asked why now, why you decided to come forward with your story now. I'll read to you a little bit of what she told me. She said, quote, "I finally felt like I had the support to help me come forward, which was a huge deciding factor that I did not have when this happened in 2019 or in 2024. Again, those are the two years that she alleges a sexual assault. But a big story unfolding this weekend that'll have big time implications and ramifications, both in California, but here in Washington, D.C.
First of all, thank you so much for your reporting. You've had a busy and heavy week, and this is very sensitive reporting and challenging to do, so we appreciate it. Can we share a little bit about how Eric Swalwell has responded to this so far? He is flat out denying the allegations, despite multiple accounts that all seem...
And also haven't been caught lying multiple times. He claimed that he's not made any of his staff sign an NDA, but that is not true.
Similar to one another. Let's give his response a listen.
These allegations of...
Yeah, okay, we've heard this bit.
That's who I am and have always been.
Have you heard anything from the congressman, Michael? And do you think that this denial is going to prevent him from ultimately dropping out of the case and out of the race and honestly resigning from Congress at this point?
I have not personally heard from him. I will note there was a statement in both the San Francisco Chronicle story and the CNN story denying the allegations, and then late last night he came out with that video.
He paid for Snapchat Plus? Oh my God, dude. Eric Swalwell, a goddamn whatever-year-old man, paid for Snapchat Plus. That is crazy.
Line that stood out to me, flat false. So completely denying these allegations. I think that the key question here, there are two key questions. It's A, what does Eric Swalwell ultimately do? And B, what is he called on to do? What pressure does he face? So what I mean by that is we're hearing from scores of Democrats and Republicans who say he needs to drop out of the race. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, someone who is incredibly close to him, put out a statement and said, I spoke to him and I told him that this is something that needs to be dealt with, and it needs to be dealt with outside of the race.
Well, Let me read that the statement. This extremely sensitive matter must be appropriately investigated with full transparency and accountability. As I discussed with Congressman Swalwell, it is clear that that is best done outside of a gubernatorial campaign. As we have all covered, Speaker Emerita Pelosi, what jumped out at me is, as I discussed with Congressman Swalwell, this is best done outside of a gubernatorial campaign. To me, that is her publicly saying to Congressman Swalwell, I'm putting you on blast. I'm letting everybody know I talked to you, and you better get out of the race. So to your point, the pressure that is coming to bear on Congressman Swalwell, if there was one person who could knock him out of the race, it's her.
Right. And the question that I have, though, is they're basically unanimous calls for him to exit the race. And to your point, Jonathan, there's no greater, more central figure in California politics than Nancy Pelosi.
Right. Great.
CNN has new exclusive reporting about Congressman Eric Swalwell. The Democrat is running.
Manhattan DA's open investigation. No kidding? Huh. Damn, that got serious fast. Well, that's cool.
running for California governor, as you know. He's been facing rumors on social media about sexual misconduct allegation that he has denied. CNN's Pamela Brown and her team have spoken with
Manhattan, California. The charges were not committed in California. He was a California House representative, so he worked from D.C. Presumably, he spent time in New York as well. Oh, wait, you said federal prosecutor? Was it federal or no, Manhattan? So, yeah, he was in New York as well, I assume.
Four.
If you have to work in D.C., might as well be in New York.
A former staffer went on camera to share her story. A warning, you're about to hear some disturbing and graphic details. Here's Pamela Brown's report.
I kept figuring out ways to blame myself. I shouldn't have reached out to him at all. I should have left. I should have done this. Well, Eric shouldn't have raped me.
This Capitol Hill staffer is coming forward for the first time on camera to talk about her experience with Congressman Eric Swalwell. He is now a leading Democratic candidate for governor of California.
Let's get together, make the biggest wave this state has ever seen.
Swalwell was in his late 30s and married when she joined his office as an intern and became a junior staffer. She's speaking in shadow as she fears professional consequences.
It was in 2019. I was, again, driving him to an event. This was my job.
And you were 21 years old.
I'm reading the CNN expose and the other monitor, and man, oh man, the way Swalwell has responded to this is such rapist behavior. Listen to this. An attorney for Swalwell sent two of the women CNN spoke with cease and desist letters on Thursday, a day after CNN first reached out to his campaign to request comment, according to copies of the letters they provided CNN. The letters called the women's accounts false, ordered them to retract their statements, and warned of potential legal action if they continued speaking out. The letters said the women's claims were undermined by their voluntary and cooperative relationship with Mr. Swalwell over the course of many years following the alleged incidents. They put in a legal cease and desist order, oh, if he raped you, then why'd you keep working for him afterwards? That's actually, they put that shit in paper. That's crazy. I wonder how that one will play out in the court of public opinion and also the court of law.
When I was 21 years old, we see some sort of parking lot and he says to pull over. He pulls out his penis and instructs me to give him oral sex. And I started to, again, I felt incredibly uncomfortable and I stopped and I said to him, this feels really uncomfortable and anyone could see us right now. And he said to me, you're right. It's probably not good for a congressman to be caught with his pants down.
Swalwell calls her allegations false.
You know, in his head after that, he was thinking like beast mode. I'm so suave right now. I'm like James Bond.
False. His campaign responded earlier to vague accusations on social media related to his behavior with staffers.
Did you ever behave inappropriately with female staffers?
No, it's false. And also, you know, some of the allegations I've seen, which is that we've had NDAs in the office, there's never been an allegation, and there's never been a settlement. And, you know, I will also just take stock that, look, we're 27 days before an election starts.
Did he ask you to send him lewd photos?
Yes.
And did he ever send lewd photos?
Yes. He would send short Snapchat videos of him rubbing his penis through his pants while on the airplane.
The staffer says she liked Swalwell's attention at first and nervously went along with it, which included sending back nude photos of herself. But in September 2019, she says she and some friends met up with Swalwell. After a night of heavy drinking, she says she woke up naked with Swalwell in a hotel room with no memory of what happened.
The five of us were having some drinks. At some point, it was time to go home. I got in an Uber. I was taken to the Aloft Dublin Pleasanton where he was staying. And I don't remember what happened that night. But I know
his endorsement page looks crazy. Wow. Look at how many of them have been struck out. Jesus Christ. That's like most of them at this point. Holy shit. Oh, the California Medical Association better wise the fuck up. I mean, for all I know, they have rescinded their endorsement since this screenshot was taken, you know?
There was sexual contact. Because when I woke up in the morning, I could feel that there was. And he said as much, too.
What did he say?
That last night was great. It didn't feel great to me because I didn't remember it.
And so you blacked out and you end up in his hotel room and wake up with him.
Yes.
She says another incident occurred in 2024 after this event in New York, where Swalwell gave a speech.
Some of us are working hard on Capitol Hill.
At the time, she no longer worked
like for... Like the Caesar Chavez stuff from a few weeks ago. Now this, it presents a huge contrast between how GOP versus Dem voters... Oh, yeah, yeah, like Dem voters don't like rape, is my understanding. GOP voters love it. Like, GOP voters literally don't give a fuck if they're voting for a rapist. Dem voters do. So there is, like, a meaningful distinction there. Me Too does work in the Democratic Party.
Swalwell's office.
I decided to ask him to meet me for a drink. And I did this because I was so far removed from what had happened in 2019. I felt safe because I was established. I had a partner. I felt more secure that I could have a strictly professional relationship with this person. After that bar closed, we went to another. I went to the bathroom, and I don't remember anything after that.
You don't remember anything?
I remember the next day. I can see flashes of that evening, of him on top of me, me pushing him off, him grabbing me. It was a lot more aggressive. It was aggressive.
Did you say no?
Yes.
Oh, he's totally spiked the drink. I mean, she could just be drunk. I don't know.
I said no. I said I.
Doesn't really matter. Right? I mean, if you're super flash drunk, that you're still...
I can recall, I was pushing him off of me, saying no.
And what did he do?
He didn't stop.
He didn't stop. And you woke up the next morning.
I woke up the next morning, naked, alone in his hotel room. I, for a moment, didn't
I really
even
hate all this. Yeah, I think
I was in his hotel room. That's how intoxicated I was.
Wait, there's an interview with his indignant lawyer. Oh, shit. Okay, we'll look at that in a second.
And I called my mom.
He likely did it to lots of other women. He did do it to lots of other women. The accusations are coming from many people, you know?
The only person I could think that could help me.
Her mother confirmed her account in an interview with CNN. CNN also reviewed screenshots of texts she sent to a friend, saying she was, quote, sexually assaulted by Eric. She also shared this note from a physician's assistant, calling her a, quote, survivor, after she went to get tested for STDs 1 week later.
Why do you feel like it's so important to speak out now?
When I found out there were others who might have been impacted by Eric in different ways, I realized I couldn't be scared anymore because that is how he keeps us quiet. The fear, the shame.
In addition to this former staffer, three other women who spoke with CNN also alleged sexual misconduct by Swalwell. One said he kissed her and touched her without her consent. Two of the women said he sent them unsolicited explicit messages or nude images of himself, something the others say Swalwell did with them as well. One shared this message where he commented on her photo and wrote, quote, that swimsuit, with an expletive. You like it? She responded, yes, very much like.
With two S's, too. What a freak.
He wrote. In a statement to CNN, Swalwell said,
ooh,
quote,
me like you.
These
wowza.
Allegations are
boing.
False and come on the eve of an election against the frontrunner for governor. For nearly 20 years, I have served the public as a prosecutor and a congressman and have always protected women.
There is another me out there. There is another young girl who dreams of working in this field and believes in him. And could fall into this trap.
And that's why you're speaking out?
Yeah.
You want to protect others like you when you were young?
No one protected me. Sorry. No one protected me. And I don't want someone else to suffer because I know what I know.
Put him in prison. Well,
Pamela
the
Brown
New
joins
York,
me now.
The Manhattan
Pamela,
DA has opened charges.
Unbelievably intense in terms of that conversation. What else do we know about how the campaign's been responding? I mean, obviously he's running for governor. He's a member of Congress. Mm-hmm. This is unbelievably striking.
Yeah, he is under mounting pressure to withdraw from Democratic leaders. His campaign is unraveling since these allegations came to light today. And Congressman Swalwell, for his part, posted this video defending himself, particularly against the sexual assault allegations. So I want to watch what he posted to social media.
A lot has been said about me today through
right,
anonymous allegations.
This.
And I thought it was important. And I appreciate those who have reached out to me to show support. And I look forward to updating you very soon.
And a lawyer for Swalwell sent two of the women CNN spoke with cease and desist letters on Thursday. That was a day after CNN first reached out to his campaign to request comment, according to copies of the letters.
Heard that- a post about one of the reporters working on the CNN story. They mentioned that he did a ton of work making sure everything was airtight. Yeah, of course. They're going against the litigious Zionist, you know? They're going to have Tel Aviv's greatest legal team assembled by tomorrow.
They provided CNN, the women. Now, the letters called the women's accounts false, ordered them to retract their statements, and warned of potential legal action if they continue to speak out. The women stand by their accounts to us. Laura.
Pamela Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The political fallout, it has been swift. House Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi is encouraging him to drop out of the race for California governor, saying any investigation that happens, quote, is best done outside of a gubernatorial campaign. Other Democrats, even more forceful. Longtime ally and California Senator Adam Schiff saying, quote, I am withdrawing my endorsement immediately and believe that he should withdraw from the race.
Congressman Swalwell's attorney, Elias Dubai, joins...
Do roofies knock you cold or just make you go woozy? I mean, it depends on how much you take, right? I don't know. They're pretty... From what I've heard, they're pretty fucking, like, fast, you know? I feel like everyone doubts the efficacy of stuff like that until the first time they get put under for some kind of medical procedure. Because it's like they got you up to the gas or whatever, or they inject the anesthesia, and you're like, I'm gonna fight it. I'm gonna stay awake. And then 5 seconds later, you're down, you know? People always, I think it's very abstract, the idea of, like, you take a pill or a drug of any kind and it puts you out. But that shit happens real quick.
It's live now from Los Angeles exclusively. Thank you so much for joining us. CNN gave Congressman Swalwell multiple opportunities to respond on camera to Pamela's reporting. I invited him to join us live tonight.
Okay, so this is the attorney. Is it just me, or does it seem like the whole Me Too movement wasn't really able to change much? I think that it did change a little bit in the sense that people are a little bit more conscientious of this sort of stuff now, but, like, Hollywood and politics and stuff remain a boys' club where rapists are on top. Also, it didn't change anything in the Republican Party. If you are in the Republican political space or around Republicans, it didn't change a single thing. Because Republican voters are pro-rape. They actively, they like rape. They think it's cool when the people who own them rape other people. But at least in liberal circles, there has been, I think there's been a bit of a shift, you know?
He just posted that video online. But why won't he join us to answer the questions directly?
This is his lawyer. This is Swalwell's lawyer.
Well, let me start by telling you that we take these allegations very seriously. The congressman categorically denies any misconduct took place, and we intend to vindicate his rights.
Wasn't Matt Gaetz forced to resign? Dude, fucking barely. First of all, not forced. Second of all, he barely did not make it as our attorney general. Like, he would have gotten through, okay? The only reason they didn't go with that is because some Republicans were sensible enough to go, maybe we shouldn't have an actual pedophile be our attorney general, you know? And yeah, that was a kid, the girl that he fucked and trafficked. But, like, barely. And still, Republicans don't give a fuck.
It's in court.
So when you say that you take them seriously, are you suggesting, and what he just said there was that he made mistakes...
And he's still not in jail? He's still not in jail, even though the legal evidence against him is overwhelming. Like, he literally has Venmo messages where he's like, sent $600, thank you for the underage pussy. And, like, somehow he's not in jail. It's crazy. You can do anything. If you're a Republican, you can do anything, man. You can do anything.
Between me and my wife, I apologize to her deeply. Is he
saying... That sounds like a joke, but it's not. The thing that I just said sounds like a joke, but it's not.
That he cheated on his wife, but didn't do anything illegal?
I'm not going to get into the details of that. Our investigation is ongoing. A lot of it is privileged. But I can tell you, based on the video that you just played, the congressman takes accountability for potential lapses in judgment.
What
but
lapses?
Again, categorically denies any wrongdoing.
So your investigation is ongoing. Why isn't he here, though, to answer those questions? You didn't answer that question. Why isn't he putting himself out there to answer the questions directly?
They only kicked out Madison Cawthorn because he went after other Republicans. Madison Cawthorn had rape accusation against him that no one gave a fuck about. The only reason he got ousted was because he started accusing other Republicans of being gay. That was it.
Well, he has a campaign to run. He's busy. He's taking these allegations seriously. And again, as he told you in that video, he's spending time with his family and his wife and his friends, and that's his choice.
So there are now four different women who accuse Congressman Swalwell of sexual misconduct. Is your position that all of them are lying?
Look, as an attorney, I look at credibility, I look at motive, and I have to question the timing of these allegations, 25 days out from an election. Many of these allegations are from women who claim that the wrongdoing...
It's always the same shit with these people, man. It's always the same shit.
...took place many years ago, and in those years, the evidence I've seen demonstrates that these women, certain of them, have reached out to the congressman on multiple occasions, wishing him nothing but the best, supporting his campaign, saying that they'd vote for him for governor, asking for references for jobs, attending social events with him. So from my perspective, looking at the facts, I do have to question the credibility of these allegations.
You know that there's a long history and a lot of evidence of sexual assault experts who say that the victims often go back to the perpetrators, and that is...
Well, they literally fucking worked for him in this case as well.
Frequently a thing. So just because they went back and continued a relationship with him, everything they're saying is not true?
I'm telling you that I'm assessing the credibility of the claims that are being made, the timing of the allegations, and it raises eyebrows.
But there is evidence. I mean, in Pam's piece, she showed a note from a physician's assistant that called her a survivor. She had an STD pregnancy testing. We talked to family and friends.
Was that the lawyer exhaling? Dog, your mic picks that up. You can't do that. Are you kidding me?
Confided in. We saw text messages from the time. That was way before he was running for governor, at a time when she believed in him as a candidate and as a congressperson.
I'd prefer not to get into those.
That was all cooked up years ago.
I'd prefer not to get into those details at this time, but I can say that those text messages were sent by someone who was in a relationship at the time and may have had her own motives.
Dog, as your lawyer, I'm telling you to keep raping. What the fuck is this guy? Are you kidding me? He's lining up every possible bad answer. He's failing every check here. Are you fucking joking me? Is this guy a public defender? Why?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
The investigation is ongoing, and I do plan on vindicating the congressman.
Oh, you know he regrets saying that.
It's...
So the Democratic leader of the House, Hakeem Jeffries, is calling for a swift investigation in the House, where the congressman is still a member. Is Congressman...
Literally rape apology 101? Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, maybe it's because I'm worldly and I've interacted with human beings and I'm not like some corpo suit Zionist piece of shit. It's just crazy to me that you can be paid to do this stuff and still be calling the shots that badly. You know what I mean? Like... Hello, I'm a defense attorney for a prominent Democratic gubernatorial candidate. What will my defense of the fucking 87 accusations of rape against my client be? What if they were all asking for it? What if they were dressed slutty? I don't know. Just like, I just feel like, I guess there should be more sophisticated machinations at play, but reality is and always will be too stupid for that. So you will, in fact, have defense attorneys going up there and being like, oh, well, what if she was lying because she was cheating on her husband?
Swalwell prepared to testify under oath that he never had sexual relations with any staffer.
That's something that we have not looked at yet. I'm hearing this now for the first time, and I'm not prepared to give you a response.
So he is not prepared to testify under oath before
that's
a House
what
Ethics
I said.
Commission.
That's not what
you're,
I said. I said
okay,
I have not
so
discussed that.
So he's willing
that.
To testify under...
I didn't say either one of those. I said that I have not discussed that with the congressman, and that's something that we will look at.
So there is a growing list of Swalwell's friends and colleagues who had endorsed him for governor, but now say that they are pulling their endorsement. That includes Congressman Jimmy Gomez and Senator Adam Schiff, who were campaign co-chairs. They now say he should drop out. Is Eric Swalwell still running for governor of California tonight?
As of this moment, yes, he is. He intends to continue his campaign.
He's cooked. He's not going to make it out of the jungle primary.
Yes, very much so. The notion that all these people pulled their support, I suspect that there are political machinations behind the scenes explaining why the Democratic Party has decided to try to consolidate the vote in order to make sure that a Democratic candidate...
You are defending your client? Why the fuck are you bringing this up? I think the reason everyone is retracting their endorsements and not working with my rapist client is because they're like biased or nitpicking. Bye-bye.
...candidate makes it past the primary. So I'm not surprised to see that...
That doesn't...
Can't wait for them to say it's anti-Semitic, call him a rapist. Yeah, thank fucking God above he's Christian, I think.
That doesn't make any sense. That's one thing if we're talking about the candidates that are running against him. These are people who endorsed him. These are some of his best friends in Congress. Ruben Gallego, one of his closest friends. Jimmy Gomez, who he asked to chair the campaign. People who have made commercials for him saying go out and vote for him. They are now saying on the record that he should drop out. Many of them saying they believe the women, not him. I mean, why are they all lying? What is their motivation in this? And why is he not listening to his best friends in Congress?
People are free to make their choices. I think this might be an example of a rush to judgment. We have not seen any evidence to support these allegations. And people are rushing to judgment. That's their choice.
Why have none of Swalwell's closest allies come out tonight to back him up?
Dog, look at my lawyer. I'm losing my gubernatorial campaign.
It's early in the night. That might change.
So Swalwell said to at least one of the women that he wanted to take their conversations to Snapchat. Why? Why would he want to communicate with disappearing messages with younger individuals that he's interacting with in a professional...
The CNN pundit's going in for the kill. He's like, oh my God, this guy's fresh meat. I could probably get this guy to admit to new crimes if I keep pressing him.
Capacity.
Well, I haven't seen any evidence that ever took place.
Hopefully we can provide that to you later, but at least...
I'll look forward to seeing the evidence.
So several of the women received cease and desist letters. They have now spoken out. Do you plan on prosecuting...
Your vibe posting was real. Snapchat's a pedo honeypot. I literally don't... I don't understand what the actual reason for ever using Snapchat is. Because if you're sexting somebody, wouldn't you want to, like, be able to go back and see it later? Like, if it's all above the board? If you're talking to someone who's hot and you're like, fucking hit me with a rock. No, I'll hit you with a rock. Don't you want to be able to go back and look at those messages later and be like, that was fun? Like, I don't understand why. I have never in my life fucking had a partner or like a hookup or whatever where I was like, good thing this is ephemeral. Like time, it drifts like sand slipping between the fingers. I don't get it. What is it with you and rocks? Well, my theory is that all psychosexual interest derives is essentially like boilable down to wanting to be hit with a rock or hit people with rocks. Like if we had no genitalia, that would be like the purest expression of our sexual desire. You know,
we're going forward with legal action against the women.
We are looking at the evidence, and that is something that we are taking very seriously. These allegations were made anonymously. We triangulated sources, and we were able to identify who was making.
And some people prefer to think their nudes not being able to be saved and thus leaked. But can't people do that anyway? I don't know. I feel like if somebody was the kind of person to save and then like spread around nudes, they could probably do one of the number of things you could do to quietly take a screenshot. You to quietly take a screenshot off Snapchat, you know? Like, even without alerting the person who you're talking to.
These claims, we believe that these claims are false, and once we had enough information to determine who was making them, we sent cease and desist letters, and we're now looking at all available legal options. Yes.
When is Eric Swalwell going to be back on the campaign trail?
That's not clear. He's taking time with his family right now, and that's a decision for him to make.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and talking with us, and we look forward, hopefully, to having the opportunity to talk with him as well. Elias Dubai, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Let's go back now to CNN's chief investigative correspondent, Pamela Brown.
Woo, that fucking sucked. Let's go to our chief correspondent. Wow, that was fucking brutal to watch, huh? That was a good day. You know, that's going to be clipped online. Interesting connection to Swalwell and Israel. I mean, he is like a hyper-Zionist, yeah. Secret link between Eric Swalwell, his billionaire pal, and a penthouse pet accused of honey-trapping rich old men. Oh, God. Is it like another Epstein thing? Stephen Klubeck, an eccentric lefty billionaire who earned more than $1 million supporting Swalwell, is engaged to a penthouse pet, an Israeli OnlyFans model who's facing a string of criminal charges for burglarizing the homes of rich old men in Los Angeles. Wait! They're calling it the world's only morally good Israeli? Hello? Hold on. Hell yeah, sister. I was going to say brother. Assuming sister. I'm assuming gender identity. That's crazy.